Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
You knew this Tuesday was going to be special, not just because the word special is involved, but because tonight you have your favorite wrestling radio show, Between the Ropes Radio. It's your boy, Ty Asbury, on this Tuesday night, November the 7th, 2017. Tonight's episode, your countdown, throw it out. My guest tonight, a man who's put the work in to be where he is today, his blood, sweat, and tears into his biggest ever promotion, CCW. Tonight I am joined by the man, Mr. DJ Hyde.
Hey, Ty, how are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Making it through a rainy day. Making it through a rainy day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just, before I came on air, I saw how this rain, you know, along with the rain and the cold weather, it's hard to keep it going this time of the year.
Ah, you gotta put in work. It's 24/7, never stop.
Yeah, absolutely. But DJ, I really want to thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight's episode. Absolute honor to have you on. And as the way we do things on the show, you know, just interview time with the talent that I have on. So thanks for joining me.
I'm very happy to be on. I always enjoy doing people's shows and giving back and talking to the fans.
I really appreciate that. Now, my first question. Now, for you, now before wrestling, I researched that, you know, football was in your, you know, your future, and unfortunately, you know, injuries cut that short. Now, for you, how did wrestling for you come about?
Well, I mean, like actually getting into the industry, or like as where did I start my passion?
Start your passion.
Man, I've told this story a bunch of times. I was 5 years old. My father got us tickets to a WWF event. And at the time, it was the Philadelphia Spectrum. We went. We sat in second row. Hulk Hogan wrestled Greg the Hammer Valentine in the main event, 1983. And, man, let me tell you, Hulkamania was running wild. Right as Hulk Hogan went and, won the match and was, you know, doing the pose down, my father grabbed me, him, and my Uncle Jeffrey at the time. We walked down a hall. I'm a screaming little kid. The next thing I know, my dad says Terry, and his big bolster's voice is Homer, which is my dad's name. And there's Hulk Hogan sitting right in front of me. And they happened to just run into each other. They knew each other back, you know, in school. My father's from down south. You know, it's one of those weird situations. And for me, that was where I never really looked back. And, like, I was one of those wrestling junkies who, you know, I watched everything I could. My grandfather, you know, he set up wrestling rings in the south. And, you know, I knew a lot about it at a very early age. And, you know, it kind of developed from there. As to me getting in the business, though, and actually becoming a professional wrestler and now a wrestler / promoter, owner, trainer, et cetera. I had a very predominant football career in high school. I had a full scholarship to the college of my choice. My literally second day there, I tore my MCL and my ACL in my right leg and nine other ligaments. I was a young kid at 18, and, I kind of lost my scholarship. And, I didn't really have the money and sponsorships and things like that to go to school full-time, not at that college. And, you know, football was everything. That was my whole legacy in my life at a very early age. But I had been going to independent shows probably since I was probably like 10. Wow. And ECWA happened to be literally in my neighborhood. I could walk to their venue, and you know, I went to a show and I ran into one of the wrestlers at their merchandise table, and I made a comment that I wish I could do what you do. And you know, the gentleman's name is Cheetah Master. I think, you know, anybody familiar with ECWA knows who he is. He said, "How serious are you?" And I wasn't expecting that at the time, but I said, "I'd give anything." And he said, "Show up here." And it was to a gym. It was a Gold's Gym. And he told me to show up there the next day at 6:30. And I was there at 5:30. Showed up.
That's bad.
Next thing I know, I was on the road and you know, learning the old school way and developing a character very early, because I'm a very large human being. So, you know, I got thrust into the limelight when I wasn't ready. And then eventually I grew and found Combat Zone Wrestling and the Wild Samoans and, you know, a number of other places that I've trained at that I could go on and on and list. And that's pretty much how I grew from there.
Well, you brought up a good point too. And unfortunately, you know, football didn't work out. I mean, and injuries happen. But the most important thing from hearing your story is that, you know, you followed your dream and you went on to be a wrestler. And like you said, you never looked back and you ran with it. And here you are today. I mean, doing your thing.
Well, I mean, I've worked pretty much all around the world. I've worked for WWE. I own one of the more predominant wrestling companies in the U.S. You know, I just got back from Japan and France in the last month, and, you know, I'm going to Hungary here this month, and, you know, CZW's, you know, got big events coming up this weekend, and, I mean, it's just, you know, two decades later, here's what I'm doing. So.
Yeah, well, God bless you, and like I've been a fan for 36 years now, and personally, I don't think I could do what you guys do. And you know, as far as the training aspects of it, which brings me to my second question. Now, you know, when you were training to be a wrestler, I ask a lot of talent this. When you were training to be a wrestler, when you took that first bump, was it like, you know, holy crap, I mean, am I having second thoughts or nah, I'll be fine? Like that first bump that you take when you're training to be a wrestler.
Well, I mean, I've trained a lot of wrestlers. I'm actually on my way to training as we speak. You know, I mean, the CZW Wrestling Academy, we've put out a great number of talents that people know worldwide. But to answer your question, for me, I don't think it was no looking back. I think the minute that I stepped into the ring, there was no, like, I had no fear at the time anyway. It wasn't like I had that, like, oh, this bump sucks, and oh, my God, I'm going to die, and no. Like, and a lot of people have that. A lot of people aren't – this isn't for everybody. It really isn't. If anybody could do it, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, but they're not.
Everybody, exactly.
And it wasn't something for me as a performer or even somebody who's entering in the business. Like, once I took that first bump, it was like I took a bump. And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, no, this is where I want to be. And, I mean – and I never really looked back. And I think that was, you know, I kind of found a home in this, in like what I wanted to do in life. And, you know, I'm still doing it two decades later, so I'm not complaining.
Hey, my man, and you're sticking to it. Hey, you've got to this point for a reason, because the hard work and you love the business. And that's what, to me, has always been important. Now, now, when you had your very first match, did it go as you envisioned it would go, like in your mind? Or I don't know if like a lot of wrestlers think that way when it's their first match, like envisioning, oh, it'll go this way or that way, you know, from a wrestler standpoint.
Not really. It was pretty atrocious, to be honest with you. It was one of those things where I wasn't really nervous. I was not very educated at the time. For a long time, I didn't have the right education. I worked at a lot of bad places. I didn't get to a school until I was a couple years in and actually get, like, formal wrestling training, you know, in etiquette and the whole nine that people are taught today. I was trained very old school. Like, I would go to shows and, you know, we'd get there early. I'd set up the ring and help people and do that. And then I'd throw on some gym clothes and here we go. And then, you know, they very quickly, you know, promoter looked at me and I'm a 6'4". I think at that time I was 3-something, like 340 human being. So I'm very large. And, you know, they gave me a character and I ran with it for a little while and kept doing it. And, you know, and my first match was just very much like guys were doing stuff that I was, it was above my pay grade. You know, I didn't know at the time, but that's how I learned. And that was what, the people who were teaching me were testing me, you know, and the people I was in there with, I don't know if the crowd really knew, probably, but, you know, I'm very thankful that I got that experience because people nowadays, they don't get that kind of experience. Now it's, you know, it's a much different platform to work under.
Absolutely. I would think for like a wrestler's first match, I never wrestled, but it seems like to me the first thing about, I would think, getting the fans involved. I mean, because I always believe if you lose the audience, I mean, you're kind of, well, maybe screwed if you're, it could be a difficult situation. You know, I would think if you lose the audience in your match, and maybe your first match as well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like when I teach people, you know, I use a lot of different things. Your match is supposed to get them involved. I mean, I debut at new places all the time. You know, I show up at places, new fans, they don't know anything about me. They don't know anything about the guy I'm wrestling. To them, they're just two wrestlers, and how we put that together and the characters and things along the lines will dictate whether they get involved. You know, I use as a teaching tool for all my students, which was taught to me by one of the people who have trained me and helped me in this industry, Les Thatcher. And Les gave me the Chris Benoit versus William Regal match for the Brian Pillman Memorial Show. And those guys followed, like, the Dudleys and, like, 20 tables and everything. And they started from nothing where the crowd did not care. And they took that crowd to their feet. And it was just two wrestlers at the time. Like, people knew who they were. But, no, like, they just seen, like, the greatest spectacle that, you know what I mean, they could see. And they built it. And then by the end of that match, people were so involved with it, they were jumping up and down. And, you know, sometimes you don't got to get them right involved, but you can get them involved later. You know, it's like when you're trying to hit on a girl. The first time, she might not notice you. You know what I'm saying? Give her that wink. She might not be like, she might not wink back. She might not even have seen you. She might not even be paying attention. She might be on her phone. But, you know, when you make that move and she's like, oh, you know, now you got her. And it kind of goes like that. I just think that, like, my first match wasn't, like, the ideal situation for me. And, you know, nowadays, like, again, you know, I've trained tons of talent out there that are everywhere around the world, WWE, internationally, Ring of Honor, and, you know, you name it, they're there. It's just, it's one of those things that's like, it's such a mind trip. So it's crazy.
Yeah. If you're definitely listening to tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio, I'm talking to the man, CCW's DJ Hyde. If you want to call in and talk to DJ, 646-716-5926. I'm here till 6:30, half an hour if you want to talk to DJ Hyde, CCW. Call in and talk to us. Now, DJ, I'm sure with every performer, right now in your career, who would be your top two toughest opponents up until this point that you've faced?
Ever?
Wow. Also ever.
Man. There's so many. I mean, my two biggest rivals in CZW and probably international, one is definitely Sami Callihan. I mean, me and Sammy have gone through battles, I don't know, I think in like, maybe like 6 or 7 different countries. I mean, and when we go in, we go in. There's no like, hey, this is my buddy and like I love him. No, I'm gonna slap him in the face, and that's how it is. It's you know, it's one of those guys. And obviously, I think you know, my rivalry with Matt Tremont over the last I don't know, 7-8 years, you know, on and off, countless countries, countless different promotions. I mean, we've taken it all over the place. And, you know, Matt is much younger than I am. And, you know, he's developed as probably one of the best deathmatch wrestlers in the world. Probably will be looked at as a legend when his day comes. And, you know, those two guys, I mean, they're two guys I'm very close with. But, I mean, I've had battles with a lot of great guys. I mean, toughest opponents are, you know, I mean, those are two guys that I can sit here and go, okay, these guys, we've killed each other. There have been days where I could not walk the next day because I have wrestled them, or, you know, and vice versa. So I would definitely go with those guys.
Yeah, I haven't. I used to definitely go and see CCW when I lived up in PA. I'm down in Jersey now, and I used to go to CCW all the time. So I'm gonna start going again. So I'm like, I got the owner on, so I'm gonna start going again.
Look
out for you. Yeah,
New Jersey this Saturday night of infamy.
I definitely got to get back into my CCW groove. When I used to go, I used to see you, Sammy Callahan. And I do remember at the course now, which is now the 2300 Arena, you guys used to kill it. And, I mean, come through the crowd, I'd be like, oh man, here they come. So I should get up, my girlfriend, throw her out the way. But that's how, like you said, that's how you guys get down. That's what I like. So.
Well, I mean, in CZW, anything can happen. We truly are a company that is like nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. Now, DJ, you had mentioned earlier that CZW has – you know, pretty much have helped a lot of wrestlers take their careers to a higher level. Now, my next question, CCW had, you know, brought many wrestlers to WWE status. Drew Gulak and John Moxley, who is now, as we all know, Dean Ambrose in WWE. When they were with you, did you see the it factor in them?
Well, I think right now, if you look at the amount of wrestlers that are in NXT or WWE that have either been trained by us or have come through our system, it's like 1 in 6. It's like ridiculous. You know, I mean, everybody from Dean to Kevin Owens to Drew to Rich Swann, Tony Nese, I mean, they've all been here. But if we brought them in, if they were an outside talent, you know, and not even, I mean, because Drew's a homegrown guy, Rich is a homegrown guy. You know, you see that. I mean, if you look at what they've done, I mean, Drew's a former CZW world champion, and I'm just using him, so is Dean Ambrose. You know they have it. You wouldn't put them in that position if not. And you know, CZW is not a company that just anybody can work for. I mean, I get tens of emails every day. I mean, I probably get about 5 people just email a day, not including Facebook and Twitter and all that other stuff saying, hey, I want to come wrestle for you. Hey, I want to come work for you. You know, or, hey, I want to come to Dojo Wars, or, hey, I want to be in WSU, or so on and so on. And it's, you know, it's just a testament. I think now the industry of wrestling and what professional wrestling is on a television level, you're going to start seeing more and more of that. You know, you're going to start seeing the guys that are from CZWs and from the Ring of Honors and the Vols of the world, and they're really going to start moving up and you'll see them on television. I think the guys like Dean and Drew have paved the way very well.
Yeah, and like you said, you get tons of emails on your, you know, Twitter, Facebook, your email. I'm sure all your social media outlets are probably clogged because people trying to, you know, hit you up about wrestling. And like you said, not just anybody could come through CCW. I would think you have to, I believe maybe, I mean, quote me if I'm wrong, it may be more of, you know, show us what you can do first, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people to get opportunity, and, you know, you got to earn it. But it's also where, you know, right now, you got to go out there, and you either got to come through our system. I mean, our Dojo War system has produced a lot of great talent. You know, you look at guys like Leo Rush or the Velveteen Dream on NXT, and, you know, Joey Janela is probably one of the top 5 wrestlers out there on the indie scene right now, and you know, they've all kind of started there, and so have many of the other talents that now are really starting to make their name. And you can either develop that way, or you got to go out there and you got to get us to pay attention. You know, you got to go, okay, here's the reason. And not like, you know, not just like one little thing. If you think one little thing is enough for you to stand with the greats, you are sadly mistaken. You know, because you're going to have to go out to be a serious. to be a CZW guy, you're going to go out there night in, night out, every show. You're going to be representing us no matter where you go. And, you know, our crowd, you know, they're brutal. Straight up.
They're brutal.
They have
They
have their own reputation. They expect excellence. They demand it. They want it the way they want it. If you don't give it to them, they are going to let you know. And I think that there's a lot of challenges to go with that as a talent. But that's why we have things like our Dojo Wars program and the CZW Wrestling Academy, to where we can prepare you for that. Or, you know, if you're out there making a buzz for yourself, you know, you got to reach out. You know, I tell people all the time, like, why you? You know, okay, you're good looking. You're in shape. Oh, okay. You can do a moonsault. Ooh. You know, man, there's a thousand of them. I got guys beating down the door that can do everything you can do. You know, why are you going to be the next Adam Cole or the next Drew Gulak or the next Sami Callihan or Shane Strickland or whatever? You know, if you can't give me that why or what your why is, why do I need to take the time to invest it? I mean, I think a lot of people right now forget that it's the wrestling business. It's not the wrestling, oh, here, we want you to go have fun. It's a business. I am on 24/7. All right, I do nothing else but wrestle. I pay my mortgage. I eat. Everything is done through wrestling. All right? So in order for me to maintain that, I need to make sure that I'm putting out quality enough talent and product that my fan base and that people that are not my fan base want to come in and see, whether it's through our distribution channels or whether it's through our live events or merchandising or so on and so forth. So, like, we really got to give them something special.
Something special. Absolutely. I mean, you pretty much, you got to, the saying goes, either you have it or you don't. And you got, and if you do have it, supposedly you got to go out there and show it, because, you know, like, you know, if you're listening, like DJ mentioned earlier, I mean, wrestling, it ain't, this is not a walk in the park, or it's not a breeze, or any saying you would put on it. Like DJ mentioned earlier in tonight's episode. Now, DJ, CCW is hot. I mean, you got it to an all time high. Now, if there's, what would you like to do with CCW, like one thing that hasn't been done before?
I mean, honestly, my goals are to get us back on television is my next challenge. I mean, I want to develop talent. I want to create things. I think right now I'm more motivated as a promoter and a trainer and things. You know, my windshield has a lot of miles still in front of it, but my rear view has a lot more. So, and
I like that.
You know, I want to take the next generation and develop them and truly turn it into something. And my goals are for the betterment of not just CZW, but wrestling in general. You know, I do a lot of seminars and I train a lot of different people that are outside talent. If I can help them in one way, if wrestling in whole is, as a whole, starts doing good, it benefits me. Whether I'm a wrestler, you know, if I smarten up one more guy who gets it, you know, or maybe understands my way. I mean, because everything is very subjective. It's not, you know, clear cut. You know, but gets it and really is putting it out there and is like, yes, this, and really puts in the work. And understands what we're trying to do, you know, it makes everything better for just me as a wrestler, as a promoter, as a talent, as a trainer, everything. And, you know, I think we're doing a pretty good job with it. I mean, I know that things are going to come and go and there's, you know, all CZW is not this at this time, you know, and people are going to be positive and negative and you're going to hear all the flack, and at times we're going to have failures and make mistakes, but I want to learn from those mistakes and I want to grow and develop. I mean, I have goals and for me, it's one of those things like I'm going to fail and I'm going to get up and I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to get up and do it again until I get it. And right now, there's so much on the table, and the future looks so bright for next year. We have so many opportunities. It's pretty insane, to be honest, with the amount of things that are coming down the pipe. It's just now it's about patience and putting in the work.
Well, I truly believe that as long as people see CCW, I mean, they'll take notice. I mean, they have back then, they will now, and like you said, going towards the future, they will. As long as, you know, those three letters are there, people will take notice. I mean, you got the promotion up to this far, and I truly believe, you know, things will get better. And I always believe in that saying, things definitely happen for a reason.
I agree. 100%.
Now, where can DJ Hyde fans see him wrestle next, as well as upcoming CCW shows?
Well, if you want to see me wrestle next, this Friday I am in Brooklyn, New York at Five Boroughs Wrestling. And this Saturday is CZW's Night of Infamy. This is our go-home show before Cage of Death. Cage of Death is December 9th. It is our biggest show of the year, our Super Bowl, our WrestleMania, whatever you want to call it. It is a show that is truly like nothing else. Past that, I will be leaving for Hungary. wrestling for HCW, Hungarian Championship Wrestling, and I'm going to be running a seminar there for about a week and a half. And, you know, obviously we have a holiday coming up too, so that is all going on. And then not real sure about my December schedule off the top of my head.
You can't even.
Well, I know I'm going to Florida for a week in December, but I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what my schedule is after that. Definitely. But you can follow me on social media at DJHyde_1 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow at Combat Zone on all the same, at WSU Wrestling for WSU, and at CZW Dojo Wars for the dojo. Or feel free to email me questions, concerns. I love feedback from fans. I love talking to fans. I will get back to you. Like, you just got to give me a day or so sometimes. But you can email me at djhyde@czwrestling.com. I'm always welcome to talk to anybody or answer any questions at any time.
If you heard it first, if you heard the man, DJ Hyde, find out where he's going to be. You know, my head is spinning right now. This man is so busy. But probably for your best interest as a listener, go to all his social media outlets. This man has so much going on because he is the man. He's DJ Hyde. And DJ, I want to thank you for joining me here on tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Absolute pleasure, my man.
No, anytime. I'd love to come back on. And fans out there, keep listening to this guy. He's a good guy. He works hard. And he's always looking to bring on great talent. But hopefully I'll see you guys all at the show.
I really appreciate that. And DJ, I'm definitely going to come and check out CCW. I'll be honest, I've been slacking with that. I'm going to make you proud and come on, check out some shows because you guys are based in Jersey, which
I recently moved to. I'll tell you what, Ty. If you want to check out what we've been doing, go to czwstudios.com. Sign up. Use the promo code THELARIAT, all one word. It'll give you a free month. It's our version of the WWE Network, basically. That free month, you can cancel anytime. Check it out. Fans, you can use that code, too. Check it out for yourself. Catch up. See what's going on. Okay?
DJ, I appreciate it, man. And be safe, man. Good luck on your trip. And keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm proud of you. And thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. If you listen to tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio, this is your boy, Ty Asbury. As always, thank you for joining me here on tonight's episode. And as always, I hope you can tune in to the next episode of Between the Ropes Radio. I'm Ty Asbury. See ya.